this week was rare. Guess you got tired of it. Stare out the window at the rest of the world. Used to be your world. Guess you got tired of that. Like to think you kept busy, busy, busy. Don't wanna be like moths on a tree. Everybody knows you're busy, busy, busy. Being all that you can be. Movers and shakers, big deal makers, acres of corruption in this little big town. Heartbreakers, fakers and undertakers. That is what it takes to keep it all spinning, keep it all spinning around. Looking back on A-Town, you were no big deal. Just a boy from Brooklyn. Guess you got tired of that. The only hit you knew were the Italian kind. Yeah, you used to be a good boy. Guess you got tired of that. these worn out shoes, this old shopping cart full of rusty blues, this plane is dead. So why do I feel invisible? Look at my face, these weather worn miles. If you ain't got the time, brother, can you spare a smile instead of looking right through me like I was invisible? Is it an American dream? Is it dreaming an American scheme? See the sands, they're black and blue. Seen a lot of dreams slipping right on through like water, just like water. See this child, she looks a lot like me. Said, Daddy, when I grow up, I don't wanna be invisible. Here's singing an American song. Here's writing an American wrong.
Same thing. a woman wear her dress so tight. Make a man go crazy, a woman wear her dress so tight. Must be the same thing, make a tomcat.
like to do a song that I wrote for the Allman Brothers Seven Turns record a few years ago. That was the first record that I was involved with the Allman Brothers.
Thank you. just about his last game. Not even she knows all the sorrow and the shame. To the 45 deals a fatal blow on a gambler's road. On a gambler's road. For the gambler he rides.
I'd like to do a song off my new record for you called Fire in the Kitchen.
Fire in the kitchen, fire, yeah. Lone citizen.
gun.
They have to go.
midnight train rolling in from Georgia. Big old Ray James and Wild Richard too. Let me say that I derailed your goal.
climb that ladder, walk that line, do what we say, and you'll be just fine. Count your money, don't count on me. I'll be there laughing, basking in my luxury. Stay in your world, God knows I'll stay in mine. Drink your poison while I drink my wine. Still masquerading, someone who cares. I'll be there when they push you down them golden stairs. Do your dirty work. While the poor man screams, you got the boys in battle, face down in the mud.
We're going to do a song, actually, that I would like to dedicate to Albert King, Albert Collins, who just died on Thanksgiving Day. We lost Albert King a few months back, and my album is dedicated to Albert King. And we'd like to dedicate this next song to Albert Collins. This is called Broken Promised Land.
Life was just an adventure. Now they came this bed when I was 21. I found myself in New Orleans on the wrong end of a gun. Stakes getting higher, somehow I survived.
Warren Haynes of the Allman Brothers Band, live on WBCN from the Vaults. A fantastic studio session recorded at Emerson College on November 29, 1993. I'd like to thank the staff and management of WERS-FM for the tape, especially Dave Rosenberg for providing it, and Warren Haynes for giving us his blessing to play it. Check out Warren this spring when the Allman Brothers return with a new studio album and then a tour this summer. Next week, tune in at midnight on Saturday for another edition of WBCN From the Vaults. Brought to you by John Santini, the studio for hair. Redefine yourself. Visit John Santini at 330 Newbury Street in Boston. Next week, it's a rebroadcast of Fish, live at the BCN from this past New Year's Eve. I'm Carter Allen. I'll see you then.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, joining us, an old friend and a member of the Allman Brothers Band, Warren Haynes. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
It's good to have you back again. Last time you were here was June, not last year, the year before.
Right.
With Greg, right?
And Alan Woody, yeah.
Yeah, and Alan Woody. And you came in and you played along with a couple songs, Midnight Rider and stuff, and it sounded great. How are you?
Good. I've been good.
Good. Boy, I tell you, it's been a good period for the last few years for the Allman Brothers. Once again, the album is called
Tales of Ordinary Madness.
That's it, Tales of Ordinary Madness, Warren Haynes. You got a guitar in your hand there, and we have microphones and people listening, so maybe we could play something. What do you got for
All right,
us? What do you think you can do?
I'm going to play Broken Promised Land, which is the last song on the record.
All right. You're on your album?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, great. Here we go. Live on WBCN. Let's give it a whirl. Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Warren Haynes live here at WBCN and Broken Promises. That's a very strong song. Good message and a good sound.
Thank you.
It evokes memories of Little Wing.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. It has that sort of guitar sound to it.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. And, boy, that's all right to sound like Jimi Hendrix, you know? Yeah. That's a good sounding song. I like that.
Thank you very
powerful.
Much.
When do you write a song like that? You say, you know, I think I'm going to sit down and write this heavy-duty song.
That song I had the title for about a month before I actually sat down and started working on it. And I had part of that little guitar, Hendrix-y sound and lick.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to mess with it because I knew it had to be a pretty heavy song. And
yeah, it is.
And I didn't want to force it out, you know, and write some contrived stuff, you know. So about a month later, I was just sitting down and the whole thing just kind of poured out, you know, in about 15 minutes. But after a month of just pain, you know.
Like psychiatric music.
Pretty much. Therapy.
Yeah, therapy. Yeah, well, that's what music is a lot of times. That sounds good. You're a very talented guy, you know. Well, I can see what Dickie Betts saw, you know. Hey, you know what I'd like you to do?
Last time
you were here, if you just play a little bit of the instrumental of Midnight Rider. Could you do that? Yeah, because you were here when the last time Greg was here, you did that. And you just had such a nice way of moving your hands up and down that thing.
Sure.
I just thought it would sound good. And then we'll play a little bit of that. You don't have to do the whole song. And then we'll play a couple of words, and we'll come back, and we'll play something else.
Okay.
And then we'll get you out of here. Right back. Don't go away. And Warren Haynes here with us from the Allman Brothers Band. And there's talk now. Is there a third anthology of Dwayne's greatest stuff coming out?
Yeah, it's in the works now, actually.
Yeah, and he played on a lot of different tracks. You know, I was listening to Buzz Skaggs, Somebody Loaned Me a Dime, the other day.
Beautiful.
What a great piece of music that is.
Beautiful.
We played that on the air, and he's all over that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. What else? Did they find anything else that's of fame, you know, something that's well-known that he was on or that hasn't been out before?
They actually, Kirk West, that works for the Allman Brothers, went to Macon, and the new owners of what used to be the Capricorn Studio down there,
right, yeah.
They hooked up and went through the vault and found all kinds of stuff that was unlabeled and stuff like that. And a lot of sessions, R&B sessions and stuff that Dwayne had played on. And
it was the drug years. I mean, you know.
Nobody wrote anything down.
Not a lot of labeling going on. A lot of good playing, though. Hey, when will the Allman Brothers be out doing it again?
May, looks like.
That's not too far away.
No, around the corner.
What would Greg be doing today?
Today, hopefully,
sleeping,
writing songs.
Yeah. Oh,
we're all supposed to be writing songs.
Yeah. So. Oh, is that it? Yeah.
Yeah,
now, while you guys are on break, I want you to write 5 songs a day.
Well, we have this plan that we all decided we wanted to play as many of the new songs live on tour before we recorded them this time. So we're going to record in the fall, but tour in the summer and try and play some new material and let it kind of stretch out like the Allman Brothers used to do.
Right, and just sort of do it live, not go into the recording studio and track it as much as just sort of play it live and just do it that way, right?
I mean, we always pretty much do that more so than most bands do.
Well, the success of the Fillmore East album, I think, was sort of set the tone for the brothers for that.
That captured the brothers' sound more than any other.
More than anything, right. Yeah. Hotlanta and all that just sounded so good. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm so glad the Allman Brothers Band have maintained their excellent status after all these many years and sidetracks and motorcycle accidents and this and that. The Allman Brothers are still a legendary band. Always.
And Cher?
Yeah, and Cher, yes. She nearly ruined the whole thing single-handedly. Thank you very much, Warren.
My pleasure.
It's WBCN. Stay tuned.